Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Equality sounds good. It's only fair. Last week, the House passed the Equality Act designed to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. President Biden is cheering for transgender rights. But what about some rights that we've always taken for granted? Religious freedom, women's sports, and female privacy. The equality law will now go to the Senate for consideration, and if passed, President Biden has promised to sign it. The law is being sold on promising good things for women and ending unfair treatment of lesbian, gay, and bisexual people. Well, it's not all good. It runs counter to religious beliefs. I think about young girls playing on their school basketball team and running track. Do they want a boy on their team using the girls' bathroom and taking a shower with them? Physically, boys and men are bigger and stronger. I like watching women's college basketball on TV, and I don't want men to play on their team. It's just insane to allow biological men dominating women's sports. I cannot understand why any woman would vote for the Equality Act. Let's turn the page now and talk about agriculture. U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts an 8.1% decrease in farm income this year. And that decrease will be primarily as a result of less federal government support. I'm not sure I agree we will experience a decline. Crop prices are up. Corn from $3 to $5. Soybeans from $8.50 to $13. Livestock prices are also strong. World demand for our farm products is expected to be robust. An important challenge that we face is an uptick in production costs, forecast to be 2.5%. Fuel, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, everything's cost more. And as the weather warms up, though, it's going to be exciting to think about planting the crop. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.